for reliable, expert web hosting? Audio streaming for radio, internet stations and FM alike. www.simplecast.co.uk. Custom packages, bargain starter packages, domain name sales with auto setup within 5 minutes. If you've thought of a broadcast, we've thought of a solution. www.simplecast.co.uk. Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, the 11th of June. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews. Jules is nowhere to be seen in the studio, but we do know where she is. I am joined by our studio guest today, Mary Daly. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
It's lovely to see you. We're going to be talking to Mary fairly shortly on, after we've done a few other things on the show today. But let me tell you what Jules is up to. Jules is at the B2B Kent show at the Ashford International Hotel, which is staged by Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. And she's on stand 97 at the show. So if you happen to be visiting, you can pop round to stand 97, say hello to Jules and Jamie who are on the stand, and you can get an interview, because we're going to be interviewing live via technology, he hopes, with his fingers crossed. It'll never work, but we'll give it a try. We're going to be linking up live with Jules from the Ashford Business to Business show over there at the Ashford International Hotel, and we're going to be doing that a bit later on. But in the meantime, we'd like to hear from you, as always, the businesses of Kent. So please do give us a call or give us a tweet or send us an email. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can call us on 01303 874 998. But more importantly than that, you can probably get through the easiest by tweeting us, by following me at VanillaWeb and sending me a tweet. And we have had at least a dozen tweets in already. I'm going to read just a couple and then I'm going to move on to some news. So we've had a tweet from Black Sheep Coffee who say, hi, we're listening in and looking forward to going to Fruitworks Create soon. I'll tell you about that later. I've also had a new listener called Josh Roberts. And Josh has said, please can you give me a shout out and take a look at our family business, which is Roberts Stonemasons. And they've been established for over 50 years and their website is roberts-stonemasons.co.uk. That's roberts-stonemasons.co.uk. So have a check out of those guys and welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Josh Roberts and family, it's lovely to have a new listener. Also, Adrian at AK Pet Services is listening in as always. So welcome, Adrian. It's lovely to hear from you. But I want to start off with some things that are happening fairly shortly. I want to tell you about this, which is the Joining Hands and Abstract Sounds are hosting a big dinner and quiz to raise some funds for Ashford's first ever Arts and Technology Festival in September this year. That's the Ashford Festival. They say they've managed to book Ashford's very own presenter, John Webbo Webster. Mary and I were talking about Webbo just now, weren't we, Mary?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
A legend. The legend of Ashford.
The legend that is Webbo, and yeah, he gets everywhere, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Anyway, Webbo will be hosting a quiz night for them, and all the very talented ladies from the Community Craft Centre will be giving us some acoustic delights too. So spend a fun and laid back evening with us and give back to the community while doing it. So what's going on here is that they're staging a quiz night in aid of raising funds for the Ashford Festival. And the quiz night is taking place on, let me find out when the date is here, on, I can't see it on there, 28th of June, I believe. Anyway, it's at the London Beach Hotel, which is St Michael's Tenterton. And you can find out all about it by going to ashfordfestival.eventbrite.co.uk, or you can email natasha@ashfordfestival.org. So you can find out more about it either of those ways. Let me just see if I did know what date it was on. Yeah, it's Friday the 28th of June, and it's from 6 until 11:30 in the evening. If you'd like to submit a team for that, they'd be happy to have you. Each team should be made up of 8 people, but if you haven't got 8, you can submit a smaller team and they'll group you together. And likewise, if you haven't got a team at all, it's just you, then they'll sort you out by putting you in a team. And I'm going to be going to that, and I'm going on my own because I haven't got any mates. So they're going to stick me in a team. So I look forward to seeing you there on Friday, June the 28th at the London Beach Hotel in aid of the Ashford Festival. So that's that. I've also had this email in from Lee Bennett. She says, good afternoon, Paul. Please may I have a few minutes of your time to explain to you some wonderful offers available to promote businesses over the next few months. It's the Maidstone Mela, which is a festival that's held every year. And bizarrely enough, that's also on the 28th of June. And it's a Mela programme, and they're producing 20,000 copies of it to be distributed throughout the borough of Maidstone. And there are advertising opportunities at very competitive rates to have a business advert in that programme, of which 20,000 copies will be going out. And the event itself is held at Moat Park, and last year they had over 16,000 visitors. So they had 16,000 visitors. So therefore, they've also got opportunities to put up banners on bridges during the River Festival on the 25th to the 28th of July. And again, there's a whole list of prices for that. So, you know, it suits every pocket. And the third opportunity they've got is washroom advertising at Aylesford Priory. So if you want to take opportunities with any of those things, you can contact Lee, and her phone number is 01622 663 588. Let me give you that again. That's Lee Bennett on 01622 663 588. So do give her a shout if you'd like to find out more about any of those advertising opportunities. The Maidstone Mela, I have to say, I've been for the last couple of years, is a massive, massive event, and it is really good fun. And as Lee quite rightly says, they get a lot of people attending that. So if you get a chance, do get along to it. Let me do a couple more tweets. Let's see who we've had. Craig Harrison. Please can I have a mention for completing the 100-kilometre cycle ride at the weekend. And that was for Night Rider London. And it was for Just the Drop. I don't understand any of this because they're all Twitter handles. But Craig has, and you can follow Craig at @AquaReed_MD. AquaReed, R-E-A-D, _MD. And he completed a 100-kilometre cycle in aid of Just a Drop. And I think, just from the name and remembering where I met Craig before, it's a charity that are raising money for clean drinking water in Africa. And it's the charity's called Just a Drop. So well done to Craig on that amazing feat of cycling 100 kilometres. Rebecca Nutt, Serenity Becker over in Whitstable. Hello, Serenity Becker. Hi, Becca, how are you? She said, I'd love a mention on the show. And she said, could you shout that I'm looking for some experienced staff? So she's looking for experienced hair and beauty staff to work for Serenity Becker over in Whitstable. Joe Dodds has tweeted in. Blimey, the famous Joe Dodds. We are made up by that. Blimey, we are really made up of that. Joe Dodds has tweeted, sorry, I can't be there. No, I know, Joe, we haven't seen you for ages. She's doing something very important, though. She's talking to some chief executives and about engagement, so that's cool. Anyway, Joe, we look forward to seeing you soon. Don't forget, just to remind you, if you want to hear Jules's dulcet tones today, I'm afraid she's not on the show, but she is at the Ashford B2B, so you can catch up with her by going and visiting stand number 97. That's where the Business Bunker stand is, at the Ashford B2B show. And Jules and Jamie are there right now waiting to say hello to you, and if you hurry along, you might get one of the last free t-shirts, although we are having a hard time giving them away. because they are bright
I'm
orange.
Going there to get one after this show. Cool. Jules, I'll be on my way to you.
Keep one behind for Mary, Jules. Right, so and we got loads and loads of tweets. I'm going to come to them in a minute. I'm going to read this. The Channel Chamber of Commerce have an event on Thursday the 20th of June at 7:30 to 9:30. That's in the morning. It's at the Burlington Hotel, Earls Avenue, Folkestone, and it costs members £12 and non-members £15. And Gareth Hereford-Jones, Managing Director, will be giving us his insight into the ever-evolving world of IT. Having spent over 24 years in the IT industry, Gareth has seen a lot of changes through his days of corporate IT for HBOS and for the last 9 years as MD for Red Dragon. Keeping on top of the ever-changing world in IT, his company are always working on development and certainly embrace change. So if you want to hear Gareth and the ever-changing world of IT, get along on Thursday the 20th of June to the Channel Chamber of Commerce breakfast meeting at the Burlington Hotel, Folkestone. There's also a networking breakfast during Ramsgate week on Tuesday the 2nd of July. And again, that's from 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning. It's at the Royal Temple Yacht Club, Ramsgate. Members £12, non-members £15. And that's part of Ramsgate Week 2013 and is the Royal Temple Yacht Club annual regatta and is widely regarded as the friendly regatta and the alternative to cows. Oh, I see, cows, as in cows in the Isle of Wight. I was going to say, how'd you sail a cow then? All right, I got it. Right, cool. So get along to that, another networking breakfast. And I've also, there's two things I want to raise that the BBC have asked me to raise, would you believe? Woohoo, get me. BBC Radios Kent and Radio Essex are staging a debate, a big debate, on the proposed potential new Thames Crossing. That's an alternative to Dartford Bridge and Dartford Tunnel. And I haven't got all the details to hand here, but if anyone follows me on Twitter, you can find out the details. And I am going to post the details on the Kent Business Radio website, but you can find them on my Facebook page as well. But the BBC are looking for audience members that want to participate in a debate about the efficacy of a new Thames Crossing. So we'll be telling you more about that shortly. And there's also an opportunity for those of you that don't want to do radio but fancy a bit of television to do some television. The producers of a new and exciting BBC Two series who are looking for people that are about to open their first restaurant, bar, cafe, pub or any kind of eatery. The new television series seeks to help new startups get underway with their proposed business. It's difficult to open up at the best of times, let alone during a recession. But the presenter, Russell Norman, has defied the odds and successfully opened 5 restaurants in the last 3 years. He believes that the early stages of the business are crucial and wants to work with 6 entrepreneurs as they set out on their first restaurant venture. Logistically, filming will be spread over a matter of months, depending on the time frame for each project, and would take place at key stages, e.g. Creating the menu, designing, hiring staff, finishing touches, opening night, and a month or two down the line. Ideally, the new businesses will be opening between July and September this year, allowing time to effectively chart the success of each business. So anyone interested in being involved in that project that is looking to open their first restaurant, bar, cafe, pub or any kind of eatery and they want to be on the telly, you need to contact Duncan Cook at 2020 TV on 020-3301-8454. If you didn't get that number and you are interested, you can contact me by emailing me bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and I will send you information both about the TV opportunity and the radio debate. So if you want to know more about any of those things, just give me a shout and we will cover that for you and we will put you in touch. But you know what we're going to do now, I think, is we're going to play a little bit of music and we're going to hopefully get Jules on the phone from Ashford and talk to some people there. But for the moment, have a listen to this.
Oh,
Oh, that was a bit of Fleetwood Mac there. Don't Stop. And hopefully now we've got on the phone Jules Serkin. Hello, Jules.
Hello, I'm at the B2B, as you know. Hello, Mary. Obviously, you're bored, so I'm going to run along to
the... He's missing you, Jules.
Yeah, I've got nothing to say without you.
Okay, I'm here with Digital and Kent, and you're live on the Business Bank Edition of Kent, so they're at Sam 115. Talk to the Business Bank listeners about how you're finding the show, Digital and Kent, and give us a shout to your website.
The show's gone really well so far today. We've the first Digital Kent event was held in April, and we've had some nice feedback from people who came along in April, and being able to talk about what's coming up in October when the event is held again in Folkestone. A good steady flow of people at the event, and some nice new contacts as well, so it's gone really well.
Brilliant.
Josh Whitten of Webscape Marketing. Do you want to give us a shout out to your website, Josh?
Yeah, our website is webscapeseo.com, and we are supporters of the Digital in Kent event, and if you just Google Digital in Kent, you'll find all the details there.
Great, so that he's a real star, Paul, because he didn't even know I was going to interview him. I just tottered along and shoved the phone in his face.
What a professional.
Sorry?
What a professional.
I know, he was a star.
Brilliant.
Communitech here, a young lady called... Serena Goldsmith from the Community Craft Centre, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what they're doing in the High Street.
Oh, right, okay.
In Ashford High Street, I believe.
Brilliant.
Hello, yes, we're our Community Craft Centre, Ashford High Street, the lower section. We've got a little shop unit downstairs where we're selling our crafts that we're making. And upstairs, we're offering workshops teaching people how to use these new sewing skills that they're learning. So they can be encouraged and motivated to hopefully do things from home if they're finding it hard to get a job in employment at the moment. So, yeah, we're having loads of fun doing it at the moment. So come down and have a look.
Brilliant.
Serena, they're on Sand Startup Zone. Sand Startup Zone.
Fantastic.
So I'm running round now.
Well, I tell you what, Jules, I think that's probably enough for the moment because we're getting a bit of feedback on the phone now and it's getting a bit buzzy. So
remember a connection to the iPhone 5 next year, Paul Andrew.
Yeah, I will. But you, there's also some problems with the signal there by the sound of it.
Okay.
I'm getting some buzzy feedback. But anyway, we heard all of those people. Thank you for that, Jules. I will be down with you shortly after the Business Bunker show's finished. Mary will be down with you picking up her T-shirt, so brace yourselves, we're coming down.
And Paul,
yeah.
I've just been given 10 canapes or canapes from the Tribe Room Country House Hotel, and they're all gluten-free, and if you don't hurry up, I'm going to scoff them all on my own.
I've got a fat chance of seeing any of those, haven't I? Because it's your one weakness, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. My one weakness, a little bit of smoked salmon on a cracker, looks lovely.
Cool.
Jules, save me some. Remember gluten-free?
Yes,
good girl.
And there's chocolate as well here.
Oh.
Blimey.
Yeah.
You fell on your feet there.
Yeah.
All right, Jules, thank you for that. Enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll be down to finish off the rest of the show with you later on.
Yes, I didn't tell you about George Ratner. He was fabulous.
Gerald Ratner, go on.
George Ratner, I chased him down the corridor to get my picture with him.
Yeah.
And he loved the Business Bunker.
Oh, brilliant.
It was a really good show. He loved being on, and he's going to come on again in person into the studio.
Fantastic.
And he actually said that I was very funny on the show.
He said you were funny?
Yeah.
Is that a compliment?
I think it was. I hope so.
You are very funny, Jules.
Funny peculiar though, Mary, or funny ha-ha.
No, funny ha-ha, ha-ha.
Anyway, George and I are like this now.
Gerald, his name's Gerald.
Gerald and I are like this.
Good, yeah, obviously.
Are you under wine?
Does it work on radio like this?
No, but we've got imagination, so we'll work that out. Well done, Jules. So we can expect Gerald Ratner back on the Business Bunker show again soon.
You can.
And fantastic.
The reason I called him George is because we also had George Ward from Canterbury Cheesemakers.
Ah, right, that'll be it.
Offering cheese.
Cool.
Too many cheese in my life.
Well done. Well done for
that.
Show. Enjoy the rest of the B2B show at the Ashford International Hotel, and we'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
So that was Jules at the B2B show in Ashford with guest various and sundry from Auratech Startup Zone. Just in case you didn't hear that, I'm sorry that the technical quality of some of that was a bit poor, but it was an outside broadcast line, and the problem is you can never be sure what kind of quality line you're going to get these days. But Daniel Eels Laboratech were the sponsors of the Startup Zone, where they offered six startup companies the opportunity to exhibit free of charge, which was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant thing to do. And they were supported in that by Fujitsu, who were also there. And the six companies that are new to business were all able to set up their stands and spend a day selling their products and services all for free, all due to the kind largesse of Auratech. So big thank you to all of those. Do you know what I think we're going to do now? I think we're going to come to our studio guest, the absolutely stonkingly marvellous Mary Daly. What can I say about this lady? Words don't do it justice. Mary is probably the Uber fundraiser of all Uber fundraisers. The lady is just an amazing lady. She's got five kids.
Four
kids.
Well, a dog, I suppose you can say five.
Yeah, four kids. Sorry, I was overplaying it there. She has four kids, a dog. She suffers from MS, but she is the world's biggest fundraiser for MS. And she's been highly involved forever in raising funds to build the new Kent Multiple Sclerosis Therapy Centre in Canterbury. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back to the bunker, Mary. How are you?
And Paul, thank you so much. And I'll come back anytime you want me, if
welcome.
You can introduce me like that. Thank you so much. I'm fine, thanks. And constantly fundraising to build a new MS therapy centre in Canterbury. Our existing one is in the grounds of Canterbury Rugby Club, and it's in a terrible state. And as you've said, I've been fundraising since 2008, when I did the London Marathon, which was no mean task for somebody with MS, but I did it, and an appeal was launched last year in 2012.
Right.
Myself and Steph Senior, who's another volunteer, because we're all volunteers, and we're very fortunate that Frank Brake, the original owner of Brake Brothers,
yep.
Is matching all we raise till the end of this year, 2013. And to date, in the bank, we have £839,000 of the £1.3 million needed. And we hope to start building in March of next year.
So tell me that again, Mary. You have got
£839,000.
£839,000. That was in the crack. But £839,000, yep. Is what an amazing achievement. Tell us a little bit about, once you've raised the last couple of quid, and you're almost there, I mean, it's...
Well, yeah. Actually, do you know, everyone says that, we're almost there. Well, actually, in fact, there's still a lot of money to go.
Yeah, it's 500,000.
We've a lot of money to go, and, you know, the match funding ends in December of this year.
Right.
But we've run a succession of fundraising events. We've had a Calf Day. I've been getting the students of Kent fundraising for us, which has been an amazing experience. St. Edmund's School in Canterbury, we organised a concert in Canterbury Cathedral, and that was amazing. And we've had a ball. And next week, on the 20th, we're having a corporate networking event in the Cricket Club, Canterbury, Kenton County Cricket Club, because Rob Key, who's having a stonker of a season, by the way.
He is as well,
oh, he's the man, the man. He's our patron as well.
All right, okay.
So this event is on from 6 o'clock until 8, and basically we're inviting businesses to pop in, have a glass of sparkling wine. We can't afford champagne, I'm afraid. We're a charity. A few nibbles. There's a guest, Frank Brake, who is our patron. He's going to be a guest speaker. And Caroline Hallett, who is from the Channel Chamber of Commerce, is going to be speaking on the benefits of businesses helping us. And then I will say a few words.
Okay.
So for anyone that has heard me but not seen me in the flesh, please come along. And basically it's to just to try and get some backing and support for once the centre is built, because obviously once the centre is built, then it's got to be maintained. It's got to be funded.
Right.
And it's not just money we're looking for. You know, we're looking for people who can donate us stuff in kind, be a volunteer, whatever, and if for no other reason, have a feel-good factor. Come and see, because Canterbury, this centre is going to be for the community of East Kent, and especially in Canterbury, and it's going to be fantastic. And just to remind everybody out there that anybody that doesn't know anything about MS, it can be a very, very debilitating illness, and there is no cure for it, which is extremely difficult thing to live with, because to live with any illness is awful, but to live with one that has no cure really at times can affect the mind.
Absolutely.
So this
yeah.
centre really, it's a centre of hope. It's a centre of hope because it gives us hope while we wait for a cure. And the therapies, this morning I had oxygen therapy treatment.
Oh, right, okay.
Which, oddly enough, you wouldn't think it to listen to me, but I do suffer from fatigue and have reflexology.
Mary, I cannot even begin to conceptualise what you were like before you had this problem.
For anyone that hasn't met Paul Andrews, Paul Andrews has got real big brown eyes, and you should see his brown eyes. They are just laughing off his head, thinking, oh my God, I can't believe this woman is tired.
Absolutely. If this is fatigue, I hate to think what it was like before. Blimey. So, Mary, you've got the corporate event coming up soon, the networking yep. event. Have you got any other fundraising events that people can join in with or send money to? Or how can people get involved and help you with this?
Right, well, we have, if anybody around the Ashford area, because oddly enough I live in Ashford, we've got a garden party on next Friday, and that's down Ball Lane in Glover's. And we've got a hog roast, a couple of bands, right. Come and have a PIMS. I'll be on the gate, so it's £15, and that's all that proceeds are coming to us as well. We also have a thing online, it's kentmstc.org. We have Buy a Brick, so if you go in and you just want to help us, you can spend a tenner, buy a brick, and all that goes along to helping us. We're having a comedy night in September, and we're going to have a quiz. But quizzes are great, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Everyone, that's anyone likes a quiz. Yeah. Personally, does my head in, you know what I'm saying? But I go and have a few glasses of wine. And then we're having a winter dinner and dance, well, with John and Ange.
Yeah.
And that'll be on the 19th of October. And we've got the WI in Ashford, the good old WI, where would we be without him? And they're having a luncheon for us on the 7th of September.
Brilliant.
So there's lots of, I mean, for anyone that has that follows the Business Bunker, the key to this is tweeting. So I've been out of action. So I'm getting back on my tweeting next week. And then I'll be following Paul, letting us know what we're doing. And any help you can, kentmstc.org. If there's a company out there that's got a few pounds left over from their charities, you know, they can give it to us or anything at all. We'll take it.
Fantastic. there's a link to the Kent MSC website on the Business Michael show. And that is on the homepage at the moment. That link will be there always. It's always on our community page as well. So even in a week or so's time, when you've forgotten that you heard Mary on this show, which is not possible, it will still be there. So you can always find that link. So if you want to find out more, if you want to find out about volunteering, if you want to find out how you can help, and more importantly, if you want to buy a brick or donate some money, there's all the information there for you to find out how you can do that. So can you just give us a bit of an overview of when you've raised the money, what is it that you're going to build? What's it going to include? What's it going
to
do?
We're going to build the new centre on the grounds of Canterbury Rugby Club. And the new centre's got four wings. So one of the wings is a hydrotherapy pool. One of them is a gym. Another one is a social place where you can go. And then we have one is the oxygen chamber, which I came from this morning.
Right.
So, yeah, we have oxygen therapy treatment. And as I was leaving, there was two people that were on. And bless them, they were really struggling to walk and with fatigue. And they wanted to have some acupuncture, because we do acupuncture in the centre at the moment. And there's a four-week waiting list. And, I mean, I'm number 8 in the list, and they went down to number 12. And the place is just, it's just so small. And we're going to do physio, reflexology. And, I mean, the scope. And more to the point, it's more of a community, really. You know, there's 1,600 people, Paul, between Ashford, Canterbury, Dover, and folks in East Kent that suffer from MS.
1,600.
And there actually could be more, you know. It
that
is
you don't know about.
That we don't know.
Or they don't know, even, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. If anyone listening, if you go on to the MS Therapy Centre, mstc.org, and look at the existing building, it really doesn't, it's not easy on the eye. So the amount of people, I know about four people that I met once diagnosed, and I took them there and said, Mary, I can't go in. Because it just is off, it is in such a state. I mean, for me, I was very fortunate that I went there on my own and I walked in, and it has been the best thing that ever happened to me. Right. You know, the people I've met, I mean, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, one of my children said to me at the weekend, he said, Mammy, because he's a Chelsea fan, you know, he's all excited about Mourinho going back to Chelsea. And I mean, what a man. I mean, Ferguson is gone. There's no one going to be whinging. Benitez is gone. It's good to have the special one back. And he said, Mammy, he said, isn't it great? He said, the Mourinho's back. And I said, well, it is really, Liam. You know, it's great. And he said, Mammy, if you had to live your life again, would you, is there anything you'd like to do all over again? And, you know, I said, you know, Liam, I said, everything I've done in my life, I would redo it again. And I said, you know, I'd even take the diagnosis of being with MS.
Right, okay.
Because I wouldn't do what I do now. I wouldn't have met the people. And more to a point, to anyone listening in that can help us, you know, it's a great legacy. Yeah. You know, it's a legacy to leave because the centre's going to be built. It's going to be operating. And for anyone listening, you know, you never know, you know, it could be your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren that may need this facility. Yeah. And, you know, and what a legacy to leave to say, my grandparents, my great-grandparents helped build it. Because that's what you're doing. You're helping the front line. And the difference will be seen in a couple of years. So please, anyone that can help us, come to the Canterbury Rugby Club. If your kids are playing rugby and you see that old building, look up on the roof and you'll see the holes in it.
Yeah. Mary, absolutely. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for that. You've done such a fantastic job on this.
Well,
and you're going to get there. We know you're going to get there. We're just going to keep on keeping on. For the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business.
Oh, you're very welcome. But
I'll let you give us some shout outs in a moment. We will put all this detail on the Kent Business Radio website. As you organise your various events, you're going to let us know.
Absolutely.
So that we can keep the listeners and let them know, and let them know to come along, donate their money, buy their bricks and do all the things that you want to do. But give us some shout outs for
Absolutely.
The website again.
Well, you know, it's Kent MSTC, and you know, I'm here talking, you know, and it's lovely, Paul. I mean, where else would you want to be? But, you know, there's a huge team of volunteers that work. You know, the committee we set up is called the Kent Butterflies, and everyone's donating their time. And, you know, I'm the face of the appeal, yeah. You know, but there's a huge team behind me. So to anyone that wants to be a volunteer, and to anyone that's listening, that's one of the butterflies, huge thank, massive respect to you. And for anyone listening, kentmstc.org, please help us. Your £10 could well and truly make a difference, because your £10 becomes £20. Match funding ends 31st of December this year. And, of course, it wouldn't be possible without the wonderful Frank Brake. So, Frank Brake, thank you very much. You have changed people's lives in Kent forever, and a legacy that will be remembered in time and time and time. We all remember Henry VIII, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mary, that's a superb story, and everything that you've done and the energy that you put into it. And as you say, the team from Butterflies that have backed you up on this, and Frank Brake and the Frank Brake Trust. It's a fantastic effort by everybody, and we wish you continued success with it. We support you. We will do everything we can to get other people to support you. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Thank you very much, Paul. See you soon, Jules. And to everyone listening, value your health.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. We're going to play another record, and then we'll be straight back after that.
At the fairground on the way, Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, June the 11th, with me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, Jill Serkin, is down there on the stand at the Kent B2B show at the Ashford International Hotel. We did a live link up with her earlier. She's doing some recorded interviews as well, and we'll be playing those out over the next week or so. It was an absolute pleasure to be joined in the studio by the absolutely incredible lady that is Mary Daly. What a woman. She's just done so much for building that MS Therapy Centre in Canterbury, and we all need to support her. So please do check it out and see what you can do to help them out. It's really, really important that you do. Do keep the tweets coming, and we've got loads of tweets and emails already. Whitstable Stove Shop are listening in. Good to have you back, guys. They weren't listening for a week or so. They had some broadband problems, I understand. But the Whitstable Stove Shop are back listening to the Business Bunker radio show, so welcome back. And also the lovely folks at Lenley's, that's the furniture store in Roper Road, Canterbury, are listening into the show and telling us that they're enjoying what they're hearing. So thank you for that, everyone. Also, Alex Waterton, who's a great supporter of the Business Bunker Show. He reminds me that the Business Community Breakfast is this Thursday, the 13th of June at 7 a.m. at Gillingham Golf Club. And he says, hope you're having a great show. Thank you, Alex. And do get along to the Business Community Breakfast Show if you're in the Medway area. That's this Thursday at 7 a.m. at Gillingham Golf Club. We've also had a tweet from Wendy Kelk from Pilgrim's Hospice, who says she's at the Kent Business Show. She is trying to get to talk to Jules on the stand, but apparently they're about 10 deep around the stand and she can't get anywhere near it. But she will get there eventually. Form a queue to speak to Jules on stand 97 there. I'd also like to make you aware that the next Create at Fruitworks event is now scheduled for Thursday the 20th of June, and that starts at 7 p.m., 7 to 9:30 p.m. Free beer, tea, coffee and soft drinks. A great lineup of speakers. They have Black Sheep Coffee, Gene Crew and Martin Fever on the speaker lineup. It's a completely free event. If you'd like to book your place on that event and come along to Fruitworks in Canterbury, the website is fruitworks.co/create. So check that out. We'd love to see you there. I will be there. It's a great event. I go to it every month, and there's some terrific speakers that speak at that event. So do get along to it if you can. We've also had a tweet from Cheryl Randeria of CLR Comms. That's her Twitter handle, CLR Comms. And she said, I've had a great morning at the Business to Business Kent show. Ratner's talk was brilliant. I spotted Jules at the stand, but she's so busy I can't get near her. She's doing interviews. Well, stay with it, Cheryl. I'm sure she'll stick a microphone in your face soon. She normally does, so hang in there. I've got a couple of other things I want to tell you all about as well. There's a speed networking event on the 12th of June between 12 and 2 p.m. Expand your business network and win new work at our June speed networking lunch. If you've never been before, speed networking is far more effective than other networking events because you are guaranteed to speak to every other person in the room. Attendance at the speed networking event is just £15 plus VAT per delegate, which includes a delicious buffet lunch. And I believe that event is at the Kent Science Park in Sittingbourne, but you can find out all about it by going to www.speednetworkingjune2013. That's all one word, speednetworkingjune2013.eventbrite.co.uk, and you can find out all about the speed networking event. Now, I want to tell you about this. It's a workshop that's happening on Tuesday, the 16th of July. And the workshop is taking place at the Channel Chamber of Commerce offices in Folkestone. and the workshop is entitled Evolve or Become Obsolete. And this is a really fascinating workshop because they pulled together a number of things to present some topics that on the face of it are quite eclectic, but actually fit together really well. They say evolve or become obsolete. Business has changed for good. Technology has completely changed where and how we do business forever. But has your business changed? If you don't embrace and adopt the new ways of working, you will undoubtedly get left behind. On the 16th of July, three companies from the legal and workplace technology industries come together to deliver a seminar to help you understand the new business landscape, how you can take advantage and get ahead of your competitors. The speakers are Ali Young from Ali Young Law, 404 Team, who are specialists in cloud computing, and Connect IT, who specialise in mobile telephony. They shared a view that there is too much jargon, elitism and smoke and mirrors in their respective industries, and they aim in this half-day session to cut through all of this and empower you to make cost-saving and liberating decisions. They say they will make sure there will be plenty of time to answer any questions you may bring with you or that may emerge as a result of the workshop. And they say that business owners, MDs, operations directors and anyone who wants straight and simple facts should be looking to attend the event. And you can book your place by contacting Tracy Reynolds on 01303 270 022, or you can email Tracy at tracy.reynolds, that's Tracy spelled T-R-A-C-Y dot Reynolds, R-Y, sorry, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, tracy.reynolds at kentchannelchamber.co.uk, or you can go online to their website at www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk and find out all about Evolve or Become Obsolete workshop on Tuesday, the 16th of July. Talking about workshops, you may recall a couple of weeks ago, I attended the Women Mean Business Conference, Going for Growth, at East Kent College in Broadstairs. And we interviewed a number of lady entrepreneurs there that had started or were running businesses, and we did some recording of those. So I've got two or three people that I'd like you to hear from now. I apologise for the quality of some of the recordings, but it was a big room with lots of people in. But have a listen to some of this. And our first person was a fascinating, fascinating business, a lady called Tina Carter from Airheads. And would you believe it? Their business is teaching trapeze artists. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. For the first time in ages, I've got an airhead to talk to, Tina Carter. Tina, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What an unusual name for your company, Airheads. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Airheads, which is A-I-R-H-E-D-Z. We are danglers. We are trapeze artists.
Danglers? Oh, wow, I'm loving this lady already. I've never had an airhead dangler.
We're officially danglers, yes.
Right, okay. So you're trapeze artists. Wow. So tell us some more about this. I'm astounded. I'm in complete amazement.
Well, I've been a professional dangler.
Right.
For more than 20 years.
This dangler, is what you're known as in the business?
No, aerial. I'm an aerialist.
Right, okay.
But most people think I suspend things for Sky or people like, or other broadcasters. No, I'm a professional aerialist, and I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I specialise in training people and choreograph. So I've stopped performing. And last year I had the great honour of choreographing the Paralympic opening ceremony.
So, oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. So you basically teach people trapeze skills, and you choreograph, that's the word, isn't it? You choreograph performances, really, shows. Oh, wow. That is, I'm staggered by that. That is a really unique business. And you've been doing this 20 years, you say? Okay, and where are you based?
In Whitstable.
In Whitstable. Fantastic. Okay, and so if I want to come on... Don't start laughing. You have to use your imagination here, Tina. If I wanted to come and learn how to dangle and be an aerialist, where does this take place? How do we do it? I mean, do I have to bring my own circus or what?
No, I've got... I use the Whitstable Sports Centre in Whitstable.
Right.
And I teach people on a regular basis. So I've got a club that I run on Friday nights there. But also I'm looking at a couple of new venues. So looking at one in Canterbury and one in Faversham at the moment.
Right.
So hopefully I'll be able to offer new courses. But one of the new things that I'm teaching is aerial yoga, which is a hybrid form of suspension and yoga practice.
I've just got to see this. My mind is well and truly boggled. This is fantastic stuff. We need you in the studio, Tino. We can't do this over a 2-minute interview. So do you have a website for this at the moment?
I do, yes. It's www.airheads.co.uk.
And that's spelled A-I-R-H-E-D-Z
.co.uk.
Tina, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. We will be talking to you some more.
Fantastic. Has a card.
Thank you. I'm joined on the Business Bunker now by Lana I. Hello, Lana. Nice to meet you.
Hello, good morning.
So, tell us about your business.
I'm a reflexologist and a Reiki healer in Broadstairs.
A reflexologist and Reiki healer in Broadstairs. Cool. I'm fairly familiar, I think, with reflexology. I'm not so familiar with Reiki, so tell us a little bit about that.
Reiki is healing. It's universal healing. It's hands above your body and slightly touching, so it's healing through the energy systems of your body.
Okay, so I understand. So you, basically, you're kind of, it's not like massage where you're deeply touching someone. You're kind of feeling the energy levels from a body.
Yeah, literally vibrations in different parts of your body.
Okay, and then so what happens? So do you manipulate those in some way? Is it to fix specific things, or is it a general well-being thing?
You can fix specific things. I suppose anything, but it's really more sort of nervous system and sort of relaxation part of all in part of your nerves. And
fantastic. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your reflexology as well.
That's based on every part of your body is found in your feet. So we do manipulate the feet, different parts of your feet, to correspond with different parts of your body to promote wellness and healing within your body.
So you've got a map of your feet, and each part of your foot corresponds to a different part of your body. Is that fixed, or does it move around?
It's fixed.
It's fixed. So like your big toe is responsible for your brain kind of thing. Wow. See, I'm a reflexologist and I didn't know it. I've got a new business. Right, okay. So this kind of treatment involves dealing with your feet, basically.
Yeah, it's not like a massage, although we do put a massage in to relax you at the end or the beginning. It's, pressure points. We manipulate pressure points on different parts of the foot.
Cool, okay. And what's your business called, Lana?
It's Holistic Ways with a Z.
Okay, and your website?
Is holisticways.co.uk.
Brilliant, holisticways.co.uk, and you're based in Broadstairs, did you say? So, Holistic Ways in Broadstairs, and you can find them on the net at www.holisticways.co.uk. Fantastic, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. We'll put a link to that on the Business Bunker website.
Thank you.
So, I'd like to welcome to the Business Bunker, Leslie Philp. Hello, Leslie, how are you?
Oh, hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. Now, you run East Kent Bookkeeping.
I do.
Tell us a little bit about your services.
Basically, I give people their evenings and weekends back, because I know, having started this business fairly recently myself, there is just so much to do when you start out in business. And if people want to spend their weekdays sort of looking after their new business and generating business and looking after their customers, it's hard to fit in your business paperwork as well. It tends to
Absolutely. Absolutely, and what you find is most entrepreneurs, most business startups, are people that are passionate about the thing they're in business for, rather than VAT returns.
This is another thing I'm finding, that people tend to go into what they're good at, so it might be being creative or managing people or making things or whatever, and usually it isn't numbers, but I like numbers, so I'm happy to do that part.
Absolutely, and most business people end up on a Sunday evening searching through a shoebox full of receipts trying to work out what they were for. And now they're going to let you do that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm quite happy to get a shoebox full of stuff, or a computer program, or however you want to load it in or give it to me, that's fine.
Cool. And in the range of services that you offer, do you cover a full range? Do you do things like VAT returns and payroll?
Yes, I do. I do everyday bookkeeping. I do VAT. I do payroll. I do getting stuff ready for the year-end returns to give to your accountant. I don't do final tax returns, but I do everything to get you ready for it.
Cool. And that's a lovely job, isn't it, with dear old HMRC thinking of new rules every week that they can implement, like RTI?
That's very true. But you do need someone to guide you through and make sure you get everything that you can claim for as well.
Absolutely, yeah. As a businessman myself, I know that there are lots of things that you can actually claim for that they keep quite secret.
Yeah, some of it's not obvious. You might not realise some of the things that you can claim for.
Yeah, quite often you can get enough money back to cover the costs of actually employing someone like you to do it in the first place.
Well, hopefully, yes.
Absolutely. Cool. So where are you based, Leslie?
I'm based in Deal. East Kent Bookkeeping kind of says that I cover all of East Kent, really. And if you want to find out any more, my website's eastkentbookkeeping.com.
Brilliant. That's eastkentbookkeeping.com. Have a look at that. If you want help with your administration, overheads and bookkeeping, Leslie's the lady for you. This is Paul Andrews on the Business Bunker Show. I'm joined by Leslie Philp of East Kent Bookkeeping Service. Good morning, Leslie. Good
morning, Paul.
I understand you've got a very special offer for some lucky people in Kent.
Yes, I have. I'm offering bookkeeping services for small businesses and charities, and I'm offering to do free bookkeeping for one charity for the next year.
So, if you run a small charity and you'd like some free bookkeeping services, to stand a chance of getting that, you need to go to Leslie's website and register your interest. So, how do people put themselves forward for this?
The easiest thing is to go to my website, which is eastkentbookkeeping.com, and just fill in the contact page and let me know a little bit about your charity.
Fantastic. So all you have to do is go to www.eastkentbookkeeping.com, fill out the contact page, give Leslie your contact details, tell them a little bit about your charity, and you stand a chance of getting your books done for free for a year. Fantastic. Thank you very much for that offer. I'm now joined by Cathy Omani, who runs a very interesting business. Cathy, tell us about your business.
I've recently set up divorcenicely.com, purely because I know that divorce doesn't have to be nasty. I offer a range of services, ranging from people being able to do their divorces themselves with the minimum of assistance, such as helping them to fill out the paperwork, right through to a fully managed, mediated divorce.
Cool. What was there a particular reason that led you into this area? I believe you were a solicitor before.
Yes, that's right. I'd spent a number of years as a family solicitor, and I saw all the devastation that happened when people fought all the way through the courts. It wasn't a pretty sight, and my view is that family matters shouldn't really be in the courts.
No, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right. As someone that's been through that myself, I fully endorse what you're saying, that, you know, it's a traumatic enough experience without it being nasty and costly and all the rest of it. So how long have you been going?
Well, this particular service I set up at the end of April, so it's fairly new.
Okay, fine. And how are you finding it so far?
I'd like it to be a bit busier, but I don't really know where to find the people that are divorcing and separating, but I know there's a need out there.
Okay, that's interesting, isn't it? So how do you market for that, you know? Feeling, yeah, what do you say, yeah, that's a difficult one, isn't it? You could try advertising on wedding sites, but that'd be a bit premature, really, wouldn't it? You know, call me cynical, but cool. Okay, so what we need to do is get your name out there, though. So where are you based, Cathy?
In Deal, in Kent.
In Deal, okay, and do you have a website?
I have a website, it's divorcenicely.com, but I also cover the whole of East Kent, so although my base is Deal, I am mobile, I travel throughout Kent.
So if people want to find out more, they can go to divorcenicely.com and find out about what you do.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Cathy.
Thank you.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was four entrepreneurs that we heard from the Women Me Business Conference held at East Kent College 3 weeks ago. Some fascinating businesses there, very wide range of different businesses. All the details for those businesses can be found on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. There are links to all of their websites, so check them out, because hey, if you want to divorce nicely or learn how to fly a trapeze, get your books done or have some reflexology, now you know where to go. So thank you for that. We've had some more tweets in. I've had Robin Ellie from Go Vicinity, the creative people over there in Canterbury, say that they're going to be going along to Fruitworks Create, and I'll see you there. So I'll see you there, guys. Thank you for that. Look forward to seeing you. Val Witter has tweeted in saying that she's listening in. Oh, we've got loads of tweets. We'll come to them in a minute. I've got this as well from the lovely Debbie Cameron, who's the Kent branch manager of the Institute of Directors. And I think I might be right in saying that right at this moment, Debbie should be halfway up a mountain in Uganda, because she is part of the project to climb Mount Elgon. But she sent me this email before she went, and it says, "Hi there, Paul. I'm writing to you with an exciting opportunity to promote your business while supporting the Rochester Cathedral Trust. On June the 29th, working in partnership with headline sponsor Clive Emson, we are hosting a classical evening of Olympic proportions. The London Welsh Male Voice Choir are joining us for only one night. The London-based Welshmen are enthusiasts who, from a love of singing, have created a centre of excellence for male choral singing. This is their only Kent concert this year, and in the beautiful setting of Rochester Cathedral, the evening promises to be unforgettable. Tickets for the concert are on sale for £20 per person. To book your place, please contact us now on 08000463396. That's 08000463396. We are also putting together a souvenir brochure to mark this momentous occasion, and this is a great opportunity to promote your business while supporting the Rochester Cathedral Trust. I'm delighted to attach details. In summary, a full page advert will cost £300 and a half page advert £175. The programme size is A4, and we will be looking to have your advert with us by the end of June. So please contact the branch for advertising opportunities. Because she's away, she says you can contact her colleague Michelle Breeze. I hope this is of interest to your listeners, and I look forward to seeing you soon, Debbie. And that's from Debbie Cameron, the branch manager of the Institute of Directors. And you can find out about that event by going to their website, which is www.iod.com/Kent. Or you can email Debbie at debbie.cameron@iod.com. So do check that out, if you would. I think we're going to play one more track now, and then we'll be back with some more tweets and news after that. A bit of Rod Stewart. Anymore, you led me away from home.
turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed, and in the morning kicked me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back. A bit of Rod Stewart and Maggie May there. Fantastic stuff. Okay, we're fast approaching the end of the show, and there's a few things I still need to make you aware of. Hi, Business Bunker, just to update you on the Darrenth Valley Mums Mean Business Festival on June the 29th. I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago we had the lovely Kate Wright as a guest on the show from Mums Mean Business, and she was telling us all about this. She said, we've now filled the pitches and we will have around 20 fantastic mumpreneur businesses at the event. But she says, do email us, though, if you'd like to get on the waiting list. And the email address is mumsmeanbusinessfestival@gmail.com. That's mumsmeanbusinessfestival, all one word, @gmail.com. Businesses range from Bed and Biscuits Bakery, who make posh doggy treats, to Howards of Kent, who make flavoured vodka-based drinks. Well, there you go. Vintage Frames will be selling their gorgeous vintage blackboards and mirrors upcycled from old sash window frames. And if you're planning a wedding, Holly Ivaldi Handmade Gifts will have her lovely handmade bunting for sale. And she says, do you need a bit of a personal MOT? Hidden Beauty will be offering free face mapping, and Gail Biggins will be doing Discover Pilates, will be offering free posture checks. Blimey. We'll send you some more info next week with loads and loads of things that are going on at the Darrant Valley Mums Mean Business Festival on June the 29th. It's in Ironside Village Hall on Saturday, June the 29th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the first ever Darrant Valley Mums Mean Business Festival. And she says, enjoying the show and enjoy the Business Bunker. So thank you for that, Kate. Do get along to that at Ainsley Village Hall on Saturday, June the 29th, and see all the things that those fantastic mumpreneurs are doing over there in the Darrant Valley. I've also been made aware of this. Cooper Burnett advised Pindon in its acquisition of Asbestos Waste Solutions. Cooper Burnett recently advised Pindon in its acquisition of Thurrock-based Asbestos Waste Solutions. This marks a further expansion for Orpington-based Pindon Limited, the waste management, recycling and asbestos disposal specialist. Pindon works across the southeast and beyond and offers a one-stop shop for the construction industry, collecting and recycling waste and delivering recycled aggregates. Over the past few years, Pindon has made significant investment in plant and machinery to maximise the efficiency of the recycling operation and to reclaim as much of the material for recycling and reuse. The company's aim is to recycle 100% of the waste on site. The Cooper Burnett team, which was led by corporate partner Victoria Sampson, has worked with Pindon and other companies within the group since 2005. Absolute Waste Solutions provides a network start-to-finish service for safe and secure asbestos removal and disposal. So well done to the team over there at Cooper Burnett, going from strength to strength in their acquisitions department. If you want to find out more about the work of Cooper Burnett, you can go to their website, which is www.cooperburnett.com. CooperBurnett.com. Check them out and see what they are up to. I've also had this. Dear Jules and Paul, well, Jules isn't here today, but never mind. Dear Jules and Paul, photography course in Kent's Poppy Fields with Rob Canis on Saturday the 29th of June from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Due to popular demand, we are holding a one-off photography course in one of Kent's renowned poppy fields with top wildlife photographer Rob Canis. This course will be a unique opportunity for you to learn different techniques and skills from close up to landscape from a professional photographer. Poppies are unique subjects and they look stunning in photographs, whether they be captured singularly in a macro shot or in mass in a panoramic shot. All our closes have a small group of classes, I think that should be, sorry. All our classes have a small group of attendees, so you will have plenty of opportunities to ask the tutor questions as well as tips and advice. It's only £35 per person. For booking and more information, contact one of the team on 01795 597 576 or you can email them at info@kentcreativearts.co.uk. That's info@kentcreativearts.co.uk, all one word, and that's from Emma Bowles, who's the project management assistant. So if you want to do a photography course in the poppy fields of Kent with top photographer Rob Canis, do check that out. It sounds like a really excellent thing to do. Okay, how about this? Young musicians from Margate Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade will take centre stage at this year's Southeast Air Show on the 22nd of June. That's fast approaching now, the 22nd of June, and the fantastic air show that's going to be happening. The band from the First Margate Companies, Cecil Square Baptist Church, will play at the opening of the air show, entertaining the huge crowd that are expected at the return of the event to Manston Airport after a 20-year absence. Philip Graham, who's the captain of the 1st Margate Boys Brigade, said, "We are delighted to be at the opening of the South East Air Show. Last year we were honoured to play at the Olympics, but for our newest players, the air show will be the first big event. Being such an important local occasion makes it particularly special for us. I know the band members are thrilled to be asked and are really looking forward to being at the show. entertaining the crowds and seeing some of the flying displays on the day. Angela Sutton, who is the co-organiser from AS Enterprises, said, "We are very grateful to the boys and girls of the Brigade Band for agreeing to play at the show. I'm sure they will enjoy their day as much as we will enjoy seeing them and hearing their music." The South East Air Show at Manson Airport takes place on Saturday, the 22nd of June, 2013. Adult tickets are £12. Child and senior citizen, £9. Family of two adults and two children is a 35 quid for a family ticket. And there's a single parent family, which is one adult and up to three children, which is 30 quid. And you can buy all of those online up until the 18th of June. You can book early as they are flying. Ha ha. Parking at the site is free if you have a ticket to the event. So what's not to like? That's at Manston Airport. For more information on the whole thing, you can telephone 08456 526 263. And you can visit the website, which is www.heritageevents.co.uk. Or you can follow them on Twitter, which is South East Air Show. So that's South East Air SHO. Obviously, they couldn't get the W in because there's not enough letters. So Southeast Air Shop is their Twitter handle. So do find out about that. I'm going to that. That's going to be a stonkingly brilliant event, and I'm really looking forward to that. And let's hope the weather holds off, because that's going to be really, really cool. That's the Southeast Air Show at Manston Airport on the 22nd of June. So we're almost at the end of the show for this week again. Jules will be back with me next week in the studio, so we'll have a bit more mayhem and banter then. But for the moment, I want to tell you about a few things. It's about time we had a bit of a catch-up on what's happening in the world of the Business Bunker. As you know, the Business Bunker show is for you, the businesses of Kent. The whole rationale behind the show is to try and give some exposure to the nearly 65,000 now, 65,000 small and medium-sized businesses that operate in this fantastic county, which is Kent. I always believe that they didn't get enough exposure in mainstream media, which tends to concentrate, when it does anything about business, on larger businesses. But those 60-odd thousand small businesses are what makes the economy of this county work. They employ most of the people and they generate most of the income. So I thought it was best that we actually mention them. So the Business Bunker show is for those people that run small and medium-sized enterprises. If you want to get involved in the Business Bunker show, you can do that quite simply by tweeting us, by following me at Vanilla Web, or sending us an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or you can look at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/businessbunker. You can also, if you want to get more in-depth in your involvement, i.e. if you'd like to be a guest on the show, drop me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and put yourself forward. We're always happy to talk to you, and we're happy to have you as a guest on the show. We are based at the Channel Radio studios down here at Burmarsh, just between Dimchurch and Hythe. If you can't get to the studio, we can do a telephone link with you. So if you'd like to appear on the show, let us know. Also, we're always looking for people that want to help us. At the moment, this is a not-for-profit operation. We all do this as volunteers. And obviously, as you can imagine, it costs quite a lot of money to run a radio station. So if you'd like to support us in any way, or advertise with us, or sponsor us, or sponsor a show, we'd be absolutely delighted to hear from you. We can do some very cost-effective packages for that. So again, drop me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk if you'd just like to explore the possibility of doing that. So just to recap on where we are, the business to business show, Jules and Jamie are still down there working away, beavering away. According to Twitter, there's still about eight people deep around the stand waiting to be interviewed. The interviews that they've done, apart from the live ones, the recorded interviews we will play out over the next week or so on the Business Bunker show, so that if you were interviewed during the business event, you can hear that later on. Jules has managed to get hold of Gerald Ratner, and he's agreed to actually come back on the Business Bunker show and appear in the studio in a couple of weeks' time. So we're really looking forward to that, because what an interesting story he had to tell. And we didn't really have enough time to cover it last week when he was on the phone link. So we're looking forward to covering that with him in some more depth. We got some great guests coming on over the next few weeks in any case. Loads of things to tell you about. So do stay tuned to the Business Bunker. And I just want to go over, there seems to be some misconceptions sometimes about how you pick up the radio station. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, and these are the ways that you can do it. You can listen on a computer, laptop or notebook by going to either of the websites, kentbusinessradio.co.uk or channelradio.co.uk. You can listen to us on your phone or tablet, whether it's an iPhone, BlackBerry or Android. You can do that by going and using a app called TuneIn Radio. There is a free app. There is a paid app as well, but there's a free app which is quite capable of picking up the Business Bunker show. So you download the free TuneIn Radio app to your phone or tablet, and then you search for Business Bunker or Channel Radio, and you can listen to the show that way. You can also listen on Apple TV, and you can also pick us up on iTunes Radio. Now, interestingly, Apple have just announced iOS 7, so anybody with an Apple device will be downloading iOS 7 fairly shortly, and when you do, you will find that they've built in iTunes Radio into the app, so now into the operating system. So when you download iOS 7, you will be able to listen to the Business Bunker show and Channel Radio any old time you want on any Apple device without any other interference. You'll just be able to click and listen to us. So it's getting easier and easier and easier to listen to us anywhere in the world. And our listeners spread from every corner of Kent and a few corners of the world, like Turkey, the United States, and occasionally China. So, you know, you can hear us anywhere. So there's loads of ways you can listen in and spread the word. I think that's about all we've got time for this week. It's been a bit of a hectic show. We had a few technical problems, which I apologise for, but that's part of the vagaries of doing live outside broadcast links. We'll be bringing you, as I said earlier, the recorded interviews that Jules has done from the B2B show at Ashford. I'm going to shut up the studio and dash out back to Ashford later myself. The exhibition is open until 4 o'clock, I believe. So if you haven't been yet, you can pop in and say hello. Myself, Jules and Jamie will be there. Coming up on Channel Radio after the Business Bunker show, at 3 o'clock we have Kevin Cam with the Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock we have the fantastic Craig Avery show. And then at 9 o'clock tonight we have Jamie with the New Potato Show, the show for new music, upcoming, unsigned, and everything that's happening on the music scene. It's a cracking show. Listening to that, listening to all of our shows, we love having you with us. You've been listening to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and we'll be back with you next week.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.